Hey, yo.
Yo. This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire. With Al Freitas.
All right, let me give you the highlights of the 56th annual Grammy Awards. Let's talk about the red carpet. Ciara looked really pregnant. Future was not with her. Kevin Hart, just being Kevin, bragging about his shoes, his clothes, his girlfriend. Paris Hilton and Birdman were together. Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose were together. Of course, Amber Rose, by the way, covered all of her arm tats with makeup. At the show, Beyonce and Jay-Z opened it up with her single Drunk in Love. Jay also picked up two awards that he shares with Justin Timberlake and thanked God. So I don't know if he really could be Illuminati thanking God. Jamie Foxx went in at Beyonce while he went on her trying to, you know, like just say that she was gorgeous while he presented, and that was kind of awkward for everybody there. Kendrick Lamar and Imagine Dragons has been voted the best performance during our people poll this morning. Madonna, Queen Latifah, for Ryan McLemore made history. 34 couples, straight, gay, interracial, exchanged vows after they sang their hit Same Love. Queen Latifah officiated.
Do you think there was a place for it?
I thought it was beautiful. It was very touching to me.
It was beautiful, but
it was moving.
Isn't that more like a political thing?
It's LA. It, you know, the song is so moving about, you know, loving no matter what.
Yeah.
So I thought it was great, but, you know, a lot of people are upset that Ryan and Macklemore won Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song, Best Rap Album, Best New Artist. Lords performed, and some people thought that was awkward. John Legend performed, basically sang to his wife. Katy Perry's performance was kind of dark. Pharrell Williams, Daft Punk, Stevie Wonder, they performed, and Pharrell's hat landed its own Twitter account, while Pharrell snagged Record of the Year and Best Pop Duo Group Performance for his collabo with Daft Punk. Pharrell also picked up Producer of the Year, so that was big. Robin Thicke performed with Chicago, got lukewarm. You know, people kind of liked it, kind of didn't. Other winners were Rihanna. Surprisingly, never saw her in the audience, but she was at every party. Alicia Keys won, Lorde, and Gary Clark Jr. LL Cool J, of course, hosted. Russ, what did you like, LL?
He was safe.
Okay.
Safe.
All right. TMZ's reporting that Phaedra's husband, Apollo, is in more legal trouble after being charged with identity theft. He supposedly created fake companies, got access to people's identity, then opened fake bank accounts with their info. Looks like an intervention to me. Usher is in Panama, apparently to have heart-to-heart with Justin Bieber. The B's manager is there, too, as well as a trusted childhood friend. Meanwhile, we're hearing that that drag race wasn't really a drag race at all. TMZ is reporting that the rental cars had GPS tracking systems on them and only showed the Biebs doing 27 miles per hour.
Let me go back to Atlanta Housewives real quick.
Okay.
How would Phaedra not know her husband is doing that?
She's a lawyer.
How would she?
Where you get the money?
Know?
Where you get the money?
Because
he got a job,
a lot of money. And the other thing is, he may have been trying to keep up with her.
That's exactly
but
what.
But remember
he was doing.
All the things that she's doing. She's a lawyer. She's doing a lobotomy. She's
so
doing
what does
all
that mean?
She's doing like three different things. She's not listen, even home half the time.
You can be a busy mom. You know
and,
what
and,
you...
And she told him, what is it? Are you a trainer or something like that?
So you don't...
You can drop $8,000 on some strippers.
Maybe
I'd be like, where you get that money
training
from?
Training the stars.
When you are married, you know damn well if your husband dropping $8,000 and he didn't get it from your account...
She can play stupid on this.
Yeah, she can, and she's a lawyer. Hey, but listen to this. Jennifer Hudson, is she throwing shade at Beyonce? The Huffington Post asked her who she felt was overrated in music. Her answer in full, girl, I can't. Ooh, singing about the same old things in music is so overrated. Sex, drinking, the club, I've been drinking. Anyway, she says, okay, especially
She didn't say that.
Listen to what the girl said. Okay, especially sex. Like, we're grown-ups. We ain't got over that. Really? Ain't you too old for that kind of thing? Can you talk about something else? I get annoyed with those things, but I can't answer the last question, although I want to.
She did.
She basically said Beyonce. Yeah. Beyonce. Wow. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, get to the rest of our morning show.com.